We bring in Ryan Whitney, analyst for Sportsnet and NHL Network. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. A former Penguin, obviously, and deep in the playoffs, so 1 year with the Penguins. Do you see this as a win or break them up for the Washington Capitals?
Yeah, it's tough to think of that as really any other way, and it's also hard to say in terms of breaking up what you would do. But listen, all year I picked the Caps. Beginning of the year, I said this is finally going to be their year. At the beginning of the first round, I felt nervous during the Toronto series, and I said it. They're going to beat Pittsburgh, and now it just looks like. I mean, the fact that Crosby was able to come back and Sheary and just that they couldn't even catch a break in terms of an injury that the best player on the opposing team had. He's actually back. I just don't see, maybe Washington forces a game seven, but I just don't see them getting by. And then from then on, I don't know really what you do. I mean, do you ever try to move Ovechkin? I doubt that. It doesn't really make much sense to me. But for some reason, they just can't get over that next hump, no matter who the coach is, no matter who the kind of supporting crowd and players around Ovechkin is. It's just really fascinating to see, especially, you know, you see them run into Pittsburgh with these three superstars and Malkin, Kessel, and Crosby. And it's frustrating as a Capitals fan, I'm sure.
Ryan Whitney kind of joins from Sportsnet NHL Network as well. 8:16 on Brady and Price on a Monday morning. We've got Washington, Pittsburgh, by the way, tonight, 7:30, Sportsnet and CBC from Pittsburgh. And I'm watching Holtby, and he'd be a good reason why anybody would pick the Caps. You know he's reliable. You can visualize the 12 games he needs to get to the final, Ryan, the 16 games he needs to win. You can see him doing it. That said, you must remember in your time either playing against or playing with a goalie, and they go from sort of a shaky start in the playoffs to just never getting right again. Like, we could find Patrick Waugh seasons, Ed Belfour playoffs, where it just never comes together. Do you look at Holtby and go, he's not really playing like Braden Holtby, and hasn't yet?
Yeah, and I think he would admit that. I know he spoke about talking to his sports psychiatrist, so that's the weird thing. For me, all of a sudden, that makes me think, all right, well, this isn't anything technical. This isn't anything where he has the pads on. This is all up top in his brain. And if that's the case, I mean, and he's fighting certain, you know, demons isn't necessarily the right word, but just not feeling right in his equipment, and not feeling right once the games get bigger and more important. And that's just such a huge problem to have, because you have to get goaltending to win the cup. And then you look at, you know, how lucky the Penguins are. It's just the exact opposite. They lose their starter in the warm-ups of game one of the first round, and they're able to go to a former cup winner who's just been amazing. So in terms of Holtby, I just don't really kind of understand what's going on, because I think he's all year and for the past years, he's been that rock that the Capitals rely on. Yeah, we can score goals, but we do give up chances. We have Braden Holtby back there. And now he's just letting a couple goals. You're right, it does not look like him.
Ryan Whitney, who went to the Stanley Cup Final with Sidney Crosby and the Penguins, is Sid still the same guy? What's different, do you think, from the Sid that you played with and the guy that plays now?
Well, it's crazy to say that he's a better player now. I mean, it's the best story for young players is looking at him and what he's battled through in his career. And I know that it doesn't make much sense when you think about Crosby, who was this 12 and 13 year old next superstar. It's been a guarantee. But it shows the type of athlete he is and the fact that he's never stopped trying to improve. I mean, he gets the NHL at 18, gets 100 points. What does he do? He finds a weakness, face-offs, works on that. Every single season he finds something that he's maybe not as good as he thinks he should be, and he works on that and he becomes better at it over the summer. It's just exactly what kids who want to play in the NHL should look for. And that's forgetting all the injuries he's been through. So it was really scary when that Niskanen hit happened. As a fan of hockey, not just a friend of Sid and somebody who really benefited from how good he was, myself, I did. But as a friend and a fan of hockey, I just didn't – seeing that was scary, because people who asked me, I said, listen, this could be – he could be out a year. I mean, with somebody with concussion history, you don't know. But to see how he plays now on the defensive side of the puck, at NHL Network and Sportsnet, we pulled up a bunch of clips of back checks that he'd had. This is earlier in the year. And just the way he plays on both sides of the puck, it's incredible to think that in the 10 years, 11, 12 years since he got in the league, he's continued to get better. And that's from a beginning point of maybe looking at a lot of players, maybe looking at, well, I can't even get any better than I am right now. So He's never stopped trying to improve, and because of that, he's the best player in the world. And I'm just happy that he's healthy, because that was scary looking to see.
And you'd be the perfect person to ask to this, Ryan. Do we still underrate almost Evgeny Malkin based on what we say about Crosby, how he is? I look back, you can tell me I'm wrong, in that 08 final, in that series, Marian Hossa, his acquisition from Atlanta was massive for you guys. He was maybe the best trade deadline acquisition I've ever seen, adapt to a team and be great in the playoffs. And then Malkin that year, the next year he had 36 points in the playoffs. I just go, my God, he'd be the best player on 28 other teams, and he's a Hall of Famer. And it's almost like we don't talk about him enough. He's leading the league in scoring right now in the playoffs, so we're not talking about him.
It's so true, and it's like I think that's what's kind of made Pittsburgh what they are, in the fact that you do have this guy that no matter what, and it really has to do with him being from Russia. He's not from North America, Crosby is, but he does not get mentioned, even by fans. I mean, when Crosby goes down, you think, oh, Capitals, you know, they got it. But then, like, you know, Hal Gill actually had a good tweet. He said, people are asking, what's Pittsburgh going to do? They're just going to lean on maybe the second-best player, third-best player in the world, and Malkin, who's just every single year seems like just doesn't get the credit he deserves. And I think it's from not being a North American, but the way he's playing and how good he can be, and even Phil Kessel, too. You've just seen kind of when he plays that side role. You know, he's in Toronto, took a lot of heat. I don't think he's made to be the best player on a team, but when he's like the second or third best player, you know you have an incredible squad. And the way that he's played has just shown that it's actually funny. I had a buddy who texted me, Kessel still got it. I said, Kessel never didn't have it. It's never gone away. I mean, it's just the fact that they can have Malkin and Kessel playing when Crosby isn't or not having a great game. It just shows that they really are the class of the league.
All right, Anaheim going to another Game 7. And I want to know, I mean, because obviously they've lost 4 years at home. Does it play on your mind? Is it, when they drop the puck in Game 7, the fact that they've lost all those other games, is that a factor or does that go away?
It's not a factor with the players. I mean, I'm not in that locker room, so I really can't say for sure. But if you ask me, there's no chance any of those guys are thinking that. There's a few guys who weren't even there. It's a new season. You're playing a different team. But at the same time, if you're the GM, if you're Bob Murray or Randy Carlyle, who hasn't been there either for all of them, but you just end up thinking maybe, you know, you go down 1-0 early and you're just thinking, oh, my God, is this happening again? But I picked Anaheim to win that series. I was shocked at the effort last night they put in, or maybe how good the Oilers played. I really just don't understand what happened there. But now you're looking at an example of a team that's at home and they're playing thinking, we do have to move on. But as a player in the locker room getting ready for Game 7 in the second round, I really believe the last thing you're thinking is losing Game 7s at home a few years before. If you lose, then you go home and you're like, this is amazing, 4 in a row.
Yeah.
Before the game, you're just focused on a win and then focused on that game.
We got about 30 seconds. Watching how it is in Edmonton for home games, you were there, probably weren't the favorite years of your career, and nobody who went through, you know, those lean years in Edmonton would say that, but are you watching going, are you kidding me? That would have been so much fun to be a part of, or are you, like, happy for the ex-teammates that are there getting to experience it?
I'm happy for them, and I'm happy for the fans. Just, they did wait a while in between, you know, that 05 Cup run, whatever that was, 04. Or 06, I don't even remember. But it's been such a long time. That good for them. And you just see how amazing it is to play when they're a successful team and they're doing well. So that's just a ridiculous atmosphere.